Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the
food guys.
Folks, I have to tell you, Greg is on some kind of bread binge. The man's obsessed. There's nothing we can do. Now he's making something called Ligurian focaccia.
Focaccia is a yeast bread, a yeast dough that is always baked in a pan. Whereas pizza is not baked in a pan, it's baked on a stone.
Okay.
And then you have hearth breads that are not baked in pans, they are baked on a stone.
Yeah.
So focaccia is a yeast bread that is baked in a pan. Ligurian focaccia comes from an area in northern Italy, Liguria, where this particular recipe had been learned by the author of this book, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. Her name is Samin Nosrat, N-O-S-R-A-T. It's a terrific book. She has distilled cooking down into those four basic components, salt, fat, acid, heat. The wonderful thing about her is that she has a show now on Netflix. It's a four-episode show, 1 hour each, on salt, fat, acid, heat. For the fat show, she decided to go to Italy. She had lived in Italy for a while, so she knew the language enough to get by, certainly. And the fat that she chose to investigate first was olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And Liguria in northern Italy produces some of the best olive oil in Italy, period.
I actually had a little twinge of the flavor. Suddenly
it's Taggiasca olives. They're black when they're harvested.
Yeah, yeah.
You press them and you get this amazingly fruity flavor. It's very fruity.
Yes.
It works very well in bread, and it also works, of course, very well in salad dressings. I would not so much cook with it. The flavor is too delicate to cook with. I would use a stronger olive oil to actually cook with. But it's great in salad dressings. It's wonderful in olive oil cakes that you would make with olive oil and orange rind and maybe lemon rind. And that's what I would use this Ligurian olive oil for. Well, I had been in Milan a little over a year ago, and I had bought at one of the delis there in Milan a bottle of Ligurian olive oil from Taggiasca grapes. And I had it all wrapped up. You couldn't get a speck of light through this bottle. So it's kept very well for a year. Olive oil does not keep more than maybe a year and a half or so. And so I thought, okay, I saw them making this focaccia on the fat episode of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. It's called Ligurian focaccia because it was made in Liguria with the Ligurian olive oil. And it turned out to work out really, really well. Now, this dough, it's got a high hydration. It's got a lot of water compared to the amount of flour.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it has 800 grams of flour divided into 600 grams of water. So you can figure out what the percent hydration is. And we're going to provide you with a link. If you go to the MTPR website, The Food Guys, and look up Ligurian focaccia, there will be a link to this recipe that I will describe. Basically, you mix together lukewarm water, only a half teaspoon of yeast. And this is strange for sweetness. They call for honey, 2.5 teaspoons of honey. If you wanted to put in a teaspoon or two of sugar, that would be fine. This should have a little bit of sweetness. It calls for all-purpose flour. I would use unbleached, 800 grams, 5 1/3 cups, but I don't know how they measured the cups. I weigh everything, John, as you know.
Yeah.
2 tablespoons, 18 grams of diamond crystal kosher salt, or 1 tablespoon of fine sea salt. It calls for extra virgin olive oil. So what you do is you mix this dough. You let it sit out for 12 to 14 hours. In a cold kitchen, it'll rise to fill up a 4 or 5 quart bowl. And then you spread some olive oil in an 18 by 13 pan.
Okay.
Then you spread your dough out, and then you dimple it. Then you add a little brine to the little dimples.
Yeah.
You use your fingers to dimple the dough, and then you fill the holes with the brine. Let it rise again, 30, 40 minutes. And then you bake it in a hot oven. When it's all baked, you take it out of the oven, and then you drizzle more olive oil on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it soaks into the focaccia, and it is absolutely delicious. And you can sprinkle more salt on top if you want.
It sounds simple.
It's easy. It's really not difficult at all. All you do is spread this dough and have a lot of fun doing it.
And I hope you have fun doing it. And come back next week for the food guys.